Welcome to the July 8th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. First up for today, in the final segment of his interview, Rob DiCicco of Transcelerate looked ahead to how simplification enabled by selective safety data collection could ease broader trial operations and help address the shrinking investigator pool. Reducing protocol burden through proven selective monitoring could make trial participation more attractive to investigators while maintaining the rigor regulators expect. In a new Q&A, Liz Beatty, co-founder and chief strategy officer at Inato, discussed how real-time site and patient data is reducing non-enrolling sites and accelerating enrollment when AI-driven patient matching replaces manual feasibility estimates. The biggest barrier to adoption remains sponsor-specific technology. Sites working with multiple sponsors need platform-agnostic tools that improve their efficiency across trials rather than tools designed for individual company workflows. And last but not least, in a PharmExec article, Partha Anbil examined how regulatory rejections drive more conservative pipelines while demand shocks in hot areas like GLP-1s push risk-taking in centralized firms. The Inflation Reduction Act's pill penalty, redirecting capital from small molecules to biologics, combined with the looming patent cliff, is forcing companies to prioritize drug repurposing and clinical data harmonization to unlock asset value and navigate compressed pricing windows. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.